Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey, evil ones. What's up? It's Brett. Tonight we're doing a special episode for you. My good friend Tim Mullins, who has an audio drama podcast, has a new season of his show Solo coming out. So this will be season two of that. Now this thing's awesome, I'm telling you. He has great voice actors and does all the special effects and produces it, directs it, edits it, the whole nine yards. So give him a listen and check him out at triplehmedia.net. And I'm going to put that in the show notes as well. So give him a listen and we will be back next week with a full episode. So enjoy and stay evil, everybody.
Hi, I'm Billy.
And I'm Rosie.
We are with Triple H Media. It's been 2 years since we've put out a new audio drama.
Well, I'm happy to announce that on November 14th, the first two episodes of Solo Season 2 will be released. Season 2 starts off at the exact same moment Season 1 ended.
I know not everyone hearing this has listened to Solo. So there will be a quick recap of Season 1 before the first episode. I hope this will help you understand where the first episode starts off from.
If you want to hear all of Season 1, you can search for Hillbilly Horror House on your podcast player or even listen from our website at www.hhhmedia.net. Before we get started, I want to thank Jerry and Tracy for supporting us over the years. Triple H Media literally wouldn't be here without him or our listeners.
Now, let's kick off the show. I introduce to you Solo Season 2.
Triple H Media Production.
The world has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
We interrupt this program. This message is broadcasted at the request
of the I know. Come on, tell me what's going on.
This is not a test. Please stand by for the following instructions. Civil authorities have issued a contagious disease warning. The city of Seattle has been terrorized by cannibalistic residents who swarm across the city, biting other residents, and turning them cannibalistic as well. These actions are believed to be caused by a virus.
Are you kidding me? A zombie attack? Bites.
This virus is believed to have started spreading around 6:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Washington
State. Come on, baby. Let's go. Now. We got to go. Come on. All right, baby. I'm opening the garage door, okay? And now on the count of three, we're going to run, okay? I know you can run fast. You ready? Good girl. One, two, three, go! Okay, baby girl, we're here. What's your mistake with these guys? Baby girl? Get out of the car, Samantha, now! Get out! Move! No! No, no, no! No!
Oh,
Samantha. All you had to do was follow me. I gotta get out of here. I can't stick around. I need to run. I gotta get out of here. I gotta find a place to go. A car. Yes. Crap. I can't believe the zombies. This only happens in movies. Wow. Yeah, that'll work. Let's just hope nobody's home. Hello? I'm gonna open the door, okay? Nope. And let's not do that again. But screw this. We're all in this together. In here! I'm in here! I got water! Shit! Screw this, I'm out of here. Damn it! My city. My neighborhood. How? It's been less than 24 hours. And it's all gone. How did this happen? Samantha? Baby girl, it's Daddy. No, stay away. Please stay away. I can't do this. Don't. Please. Stay away. Daddy loves you. Listen. Just run. But you couldn't even do that. And now look what you made me do. Oh, crap. That was close. I need to hurry.
Hey, look. It looks like a new grave.
Crap.
You think there's somebody inside?
No.
Hey, if there's anybody in there. Oh, we didn't mean to scare you. We're leaving. Good luck.
Well, that confirms that. My next job is securing this place if I'm going to stay. Looks like it's time to go shopping again. Not looking forward to this.
Fred! No! Damn it! Now what am I gonna do?
Hey! Asshole!
cowboy!
Thank you. Just returning a favor, man. I need a new partner. I tried to get here as fast as I could.
That's all right, man. That's the way the world is now. You said you were returning a favor?
Yeah.
You were the one in the house, weren't you?
Tina? Tina, what are you doing?
Shut up before you get us killed.
Peek-a-boo.
Damn it! Stop shooting! We're normal!
And just how do I know that?
Well, for starters, moron, listen to me. I can talk.
How do we know they can't? Stick your head out so I can look into your eyes.
Fine, fine. Here I come. Damn it!
I apologize. Can you, step out so we can talk?
You gonna shoot me again?
No. You have my word.
All right, fine. Mother...
Oh. Looks like somebody got hit. You still alive back there?
Behind you?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you to the sound of death. What was that you were saying?
Behind you.
And you expect me to fall for that? Oh, shit.
You can come out now. It's safe.
I guess we're even now, huh?
It would appear. You know, eye for an eye, life for a life. We make a hell of a team. You sure you don't want to reconsider a partnership?
I've already learned the hard way, man. You're better off by yourself.
I had a feeling you'd be saying that. If you ever need me, you can call me on here.
So you just happen to have two-way radios laying around?
There's not a lot of good people out here. Not anymore. Those who are still good, we gotta watch each other's backs.
Look out! No, wait, don't shoot, do not shoot her.
Friend of yours?
Yeah, something like that.
So now what?
Don't worry about it. I got plans for her.
You sick little freak.
What? No. She was my neighbor, okay? We were all good. I don't have to explain this to you.
You don't have to. You two were having an affair, weren't you?
I think we're done here. Again.
See you later, lover boy. Ain't nothing like sleeping out under the stars. The way man's meant to be. What the hell? Boy, you sitting on the trigger. Get off the damn trigger. Damn it. There's something real wrong with that boy. Come on, John. Knock it off. That's better. Damn it!
Hey, man, can you hear me? Hello, God, I need help! They're everywhere! Get here, quick!
Damn it! I'm on my way, boy! You hear me? I'm on my way! John, can you hear me? John! Answer me, damn it!
Man, you gotta hurry! I can't keep him back! Please! Hurry! What the hell?
What?
Yeah! It's Tina! She's killing them! She's attacking her own!
She's doing what? Is she attacking you? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. She's protecting me.
She's what? Do you think we should help?
Why? I think she's doing pretty good on her own.
Hey, did you hear something? Oh, shit!
Military?
Yeah! That's just saying hi! Next time, we won't be so lucky. We gotta get out of here! Too late! Get down! John, you still with me, buddy? John.
Yeah. Still here. I'm here. I'm fine.
Good. All right. I don't think I am. This don't look good.
Oh, man. I know. An old man knows when it's his time.
You know, I never got your name.
Michael. My name's Michael.
Well, Michael, it's been an honor knowing you.
Likewise.
Go home, old friend. You done good. Tina? Tina, you're still alive? Tina!
John.
Oh my God. You remember me. Tina, say my name again, please.
Sir, step away!
No, no!
We have a dead one!
No, she's not!
Sir, step away!
I will not! I will not! Don't shoot!
No!
That was my wife, you son of a bitch!
Drop the gun! Drop the gun now!
Screw you!
And now, Season 2 of Solo begins.
A Triple H Media production.
The world has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Oh. Oh, God. What did I just do?
You shot a threat. That's what you did, soldier.
But he was normal.
He was a threat. Now finish him off so he doesn't turn and move out.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Make it quick. The squad moves out in 3.
I'm sorry, man.
Please. Don't do this.
I don't have a choice. Why didn't you listen? All you had to do was listen.
She was my wife.
Private, what's taking so long in there?
I'm coming, Captain. Forgive me.
Just killed me. He thought you were too stubborn to... Well, you know. Die. Goodbye, my friend. Remember on our wedding day, the wedding went as planned. It was perfect, remember? Well, until the reception. We were in the middle of our first couple's dance. I was just about to kiss you when the family of skunks came wobbling in. It was a mama and her three babies. You stopped dancing, walked over to them and tried to pick up the babies. And that's when you figured out they weren't kittens. We made you an appointment with the eye doctor, but not until we bathed you in a tomato soup bath. You were so mad because I refused to sleep in the same room with you on our honeymoon. I'm sorry, baby, but you really did stink. The times. How about that time we went to your sister's house after she had the baby? You rubbed melted chocolate on your hands before changing the diaper. Joanne came in the baby's room and you started licking your fingers. She thought you were licking the baby's shit and started puking. But now... now... those days are gone. Taken from me. I'm gonna kill that son of a bitch. You hear me? I'll kill him!
I will hunt him down. And I will kill him. I will revenge you. That soldier is good as dead. Goodbye, my love. Until we meet in the other world.
Get away from me. I'm not dead yet, you damn bird. If I don't get any help, we might just get your wish, though. Oh. I don't have the time or energy for this. Where's a rock? Oh, crap. That's not working. Go on. Get out of here. Get lost. Go on! I need to find a weapon. Come on, it's got to be some... a stick? Better than nothing. Okay then. Come on, ugly! Come on! Never mind. Ew. Thank you, my friend.
Welcome. You good?
No, not really. You wouldn't happen to have a first aid kit, would you?
Yep. What can you one of them for?
I was sort of shot.
Well, you might not want to do that.
Yeah? You think? Thanks for the advice, pal.
I can't help you out, but there's a quick cure up a few blocks. Over behind the Piggly Wiggly.
What? Really? Are they open on the weekends?
Sure. Just make an appointment. Nah, they ain't open. How the hell are you still alive, boy?
I was just wondering.
Whatever. Good luck, dumbass.
You don't have to be so rude. Oh, wait. Yeah. Zombie apocalypse. Nothing's open. I really am a dumbass. Come on, dumbass. Let's go see if there's anything left in there. Looks like a four-way coming up. It's about time. Okay. Looks like I'm on Main Street. Main Street. Why does every town have a Main Street? And this is Tyler Street. So, to the left it is. Oh, crap. Get your ass in that bush, boy. Side my ass. Ouch! Damn stick poked me in the side. Well, sounds like it's gone. I suppose it's safe to get out now.
Don't move.
Gunner? Michael! You're not Gunner.
I'm freaking tired of zombies. I just want my life back.
Why won't you die? That might help. Stay.
I said stay.
Stupid bitch. Damn. Seriously? I've got to find me a gun. But this pipe will work. I don't feel so well.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week. If any of you survive long enough.
Triple H Media Production.
Oh, God. What did I just do?
You shot a threat. That's what you did, soldier.
But he was normal.
He was a threat. Now finish him off so he doesn't turn. Make it quick. The squad moves out in three.
I'm sorry, man.
Please. Don't. Don't do this.
I don't have a choice. Why didn't you listen? I'm coming, Captain.
Forgive me.
Has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Am I dead? Oh, God. I've become one of those brainless, dumbass creatures, haven't I? Well, crap. No. I'm too sore to be dead. How the hell am I still not dead. I felt myself go. I saw everything go black. I died. For the love of God, I didn't die. I must have passed out. Oh, poor John. I hope the bastard cried. John? Hey, you here, buddy? So, funny thing. Kind of find out, I'm not dead after all. John, stop hiding, you little coward of a ma- Oh. Damn. Tina. I am so sorry. You are one ugly chick, but hell, even in death you loved your man. What? A bullet hole? Who shot you, Tina? Why? Did John do this? No. No. I don't see that happening. Tina, where is John?
Rest in peace, little lady. Godspeed. No. Oh, God, no. John, please tell me that's not your blood there. Oh, God. What a way to go, man. I am so sorry. Oh, God. Well, I guess there's no need in sticking around here and waiting. By the looks of that blood puddle, you're not coming back. Damn. Oh, wait. My gun. Heal would never hurt from again. Damn. Yeah. There's no need in sticking around, I guess. Sorry, old buddy. Let's head back to camp and get my supplies back together. Looks like I'm going solo. Gave it the office. Go away. Just go away.
walk into my house, at least wipe your feet. Did you hear me? I said wipe your feet.
Next time, wipe your feet. Oh, crap. Party's over. Get off my grass, you damn kids. Someone better have some good crap on them. Now I'm going to come collect your IDs. Nobody move. I'll come to you. This is going to take a while. Okay. Who's first? This neighborhood's getting a little crowded. Time to move on. Besides, this place is really going to be getting ripe here in a few days. No need in wasting this water. Might as well take me a poor man's bath and clean up his damn injuries. Considering I was hit by a bomb, this hot old man Bob isn't in too bad a shape. This one's a little deep, but it should be okay. Well, I'm late for work. More sore than I thought. Well, every great journey starts with one step. Yeah, bite me. Nowhere to go. No one to see. Nothing to do. This sucks. What in the world? Damn. Hey, buddy. You okay? In case you didn't know, pal, your right leg is sort of over your left. Man. Someone did a number on you, didn't they? By the looks of this tire track, looks like you met the grill of a truck. Damn. And I thought I was going to be sore in the morning. I would check you for supplies, but, I think I'll pass. Oh, look. Looks like you had a buddy with you. Now that's just nasty. Damn, man. Who did you piss off? Oh, wait. You can't hear me because your head smashed into the ground. I need to find the fella who did this. I'd like him. Let's see what you got on you. Always start with the wallet. Jack Graham. You actually weren't a bad-looking guy, were you? Hate to break it to you, pal, but, you didn't age so well. I'll hang on to this if you don't mind, Jack. $300. Nice. But useless now. Now what in the hell are you going to do with this? Magnum XXL. I somehow doubt it. But hey, look. It's ribbed for her pleasure. Nothing else. Are you holding out on me, Jack? Damn. I sure could use that truck to hit your friend back there. Old man like me can't travel long. Yeah. I hear you, buddy. We need to find some breakfast. And were you lucky there? A donut shop. This day is looking up already. Ha ha. Not hard considering I was knocked unconscious from a bomb dropped out of a plane. And, well, the fact that my only best friend was dragged off and eaten by zombies and his zombie wife was shot in the head. So, yeah. This day is looking way up. Ha ha ha. Oh no. Someone's already broken in. Looky here. Just when I thought today's high point had come and gone. Eat up, boys. Today we feast. Of a sugar rush. Worse yet, it's going to be a hell of a crash. Yep, let's grab a few of these for the road. And you better not get crushed up in there. Come on, old man. Time to start walking. I don't feel so good. I think I ate too much. Oh. This is not going to end well. I need a garbage can. There goes a perfectly good breakfast. What the hell am I standing in? Of course, blood. What else would it be? This good day is starting to fall apart very quickly. Is that a bullet? Why? You know,
I can't even, not now. Whoever did whatever here, good luck, my friend. I hope you made it. Whoa! Where the hell did you come from? Ha! Easy enough. Oops. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. Ah, to hell with it. Damn, that was loud. My aim is really slipping. 12 shots, 5 kills? That's horrible. Let me check all these things and see if anyone has anything good on them. So, here we have Sam. Anything on you, Sam? Nope. Barbara. Ew. You're a chick? Damn. No wonder I saw no wedding ring on that hand. I'll be having nightmares about you for sure tonight, honey. Yeah, nothing on you either. Mr. Baker, how do you do today, sir? Yeah, I hear you. It is kind of warm this morning, isn't it? Those are some nice boots. What size you wear, son? Well, were you lucky there? We wear the same size. What? Are you sure? Ah, oh, thanks, man. You don't have to give me your boots, but if you insist. Wow, these actually don't feel too bad. Thanks, Mr. Baker. And contestant number 4 is... Sam! Sam? Hey, Sam number 1. You didn't tell me you had a twin. You holding out on me, you little bastard? So, Sam number 2, can I ask you a question? Is that a knife in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I'll be taking that from you, thanks. Whoa, John number 2, that's not a knife. You are happy to see me, you sick freak. Just kidding. It really is just a knife. Had you going, though, huh? Hang in there, buddy. You'll get through this. And last, most likely least, we have... Jonathan. That sure is some pretty red hair on you. You're looking a little red there, son. You might want to put on some sunscreen, man. Yeah, nothing on you either. Don't you guys carry anything on you anymore? Not even car keys, you deadbeats. Well, at least I got me some new boots and I don't have to break them in. These boots are made for walking, and that's what they're gonna do. Do 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 do. Hey, look, a Piggly Wiggly. Looks like it's already been picked over, damn it. Doesn't matter. I can't carry much more anyway. What the hell happened here? Better question.
Who the hell has this kind of firepower to kill off a horde this big? Damn.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week, if any of you survive long enough.
Hi, I'm Tim. I'm the writer and producer for Triple H Media. I hope you enjoyed the first two episodes of Solo Season 2. I know these episodes weren't full of adventure and excitement and gunfights, but trust me, the story does pick up. As any storytelling, you have to build up the story, you have to build your plot, and I can say with full confidence you will not be disappointed as the season goes along. New characters are introduced, there will be much more action. So I ask you subscribe to us on your podcast player. Search for Hillbilly Horror House, and we look forward to entertaining you. Thank you for listening.